You are listening to Adaptations, our podcast on the adaptations of books and their movie versions and what's the difference between those two. My name is Paulina, and this is my guest, Zach Lombardi.
Hello.
And today we'll be talking about Stephen King's It versus the Tommy Lee Wallace movie version of the book It. The book was originally published in 1986 because King was inspired when walking over a bridge, and he considered the idea of trolls under bridges, and that later developed into the idea of a modern troll in a city. So what would be this troll in the city? And he decided on a clown, and instead of a bridge, it would be sewer systems. The bridge was supposed to be a symbol of a point of passing. The story is about seven kids, six boys and one girl, and they are being terrorized by this monster called It. The book goes back and forth in time between the adulthood and childhood memories of these seven characters. It, the creature, can shapeshift into people's fears, and it can also manipulate people to do what it wants. The TV movie originally came out in 1990. As I said earlier, it was directed by Tommy Lee Wallace. It came out in two parts on ABC. The first part came out on November 18th, 1990. It was actually watched by 17.5 million households. The second episode aired in November 20th, 1990, and it was watched by 19.2 million households. Some of the actors included Dennis Christopher, Annette O'Toole, John Ritter, Harry Anderson, Richard Thomas, Tim Reed, Richard Mazur, Michael Cole, and Tim Curry. So, as usual, when a book is turned into a movie, there are some differences that you can catch in between the book and the movie. So, for It, due to time constraints, the movie lost a lot of character development within the book. The book is seen as much scarier than the movie. The movie also focuses mainly on Pennywise being the clown. That would be the creature It within the movie. But the book also talks about the different portrayals of the creature It over time. So it was like the creature in the Black Lagoon and other scary creatures that we know, or werewolves at times. Some other times are when Bev hears voices in sync that occurs several times within the book, but only once in the movie. The movie also leaves out the part of Bev and the boys having sex.
What Paulina is talking about is in the movie, in the book, one of the final climaxes is the, after It has been defeated, they're crawling through a sewer system and hopelessly lost, and they're just wandering and wandering, and it somehow dawns on them that if they, you know, make love to Bev, that they find their way. It's kind of an analogy of them growing up through this experience and them finally being able to find their way out back to reality.
The movie also changes the part where Bev visits her father. In the movie, she ends up drinking tea with an old woman who becomes her dead father, who chases her around the house. While in the book, the old woman actually turns into a witch, and the house turns into the house that's made out of sweets in Hansel and Gretel. Also, the endings of the book are different compared to the movie.
See, this is where it really threw me for a loop, since I had actually seen It as a younger child. I think I was either 14 or 15, and I thought the ending was a little strange, and then I finally was able to get to the books, and I realized that from the 90s, they would have definitely not been able to do what King had originally wanted. The book ends as the main character flying out into space and seeing Earth on a turtle's back, and Stephen King always keeps writing about in all of his universes that the universe or the Earth actually exists on a giant tortoise's back. And this is kind of a representation of God, and it is incarnation of benevolent evil. And he keeps repeating that God is dead, and as the main character is about to lose consciousness, he sees the turtle actually open his eyes. So I don't know how they would have portrayed that in the 90s, but I know it probably wouldn't have looked as good as hopefully what the new adaptation will do to it.
So in our opinions, whether we like the book or the movie, I preferred the movie to the book because I originally tried reading the book and I only got about 3/4 done with the book, because after a while it becomes hard to follow. Because once in a while it'll flash forward, then it'll flash back, and flash forward again, and then there's a flashback within the flashback, and you're trying to follow this storyline, and after a while, for me, it got confusing, and it was pretty much like a really bad episode of Lost for me, just trying to keep up with whatever was going on within this book. But having the movie, it was the visual for what was going on, so I could see those flashbacks and flash forwards, because you see the characters as the children and as adults, and it helps put the story together more for me. Also, seeing the director's version of Pennywise the Clown was a bit creepy for me. I pretty much can never remember, "Hey, Georgie!" or "We all float down here." It's just a creepy noise and the little balloon, and it just adds to the creepy effect of the movie, and I enjoy seeing that so much, because it does make it into a scary movie that I really, really enjoyed.
It's one of the darkest books I've ever read, one of the most twisted. It's definitely not meant for children, and some adults wouldn't even be able to handle the things that happen within the book, but it makes for an unforgettable read. It's one of those books that you want to reread, because there's just so many twists and turns, and it seems like within the book itself there are so many backstories and little things here and there that it ends up just being, I would say, a masterpiece in a way. I mean, it sets a bar for horror novels after that came out. And the movie, like I said, just seems watered down. I mean, there's some great actor portrayals. Tim Curry literally makes the role of It. Without him in it, I don't think The Clown would have been as scary. But other than that, it's one of those movies that, even though I said it's scary because it's so much more true horror, I always just think as a slasher or Frankenstein. But this was, it's rather a journey through what it means to grow up in dealing with adult problems as a child, which everyone will have to do at some point. And if anything, that's probably one of the scariest things that you can experience in your life.
After I gave up on reading the book, I actually talked to Zach about this, and I watched the movie, and I could actually see how this was, you know, that idea of growing up and going through childhood trauma and growing up, and just that whole idea and how scary it is for kids, and the whole idea of it being a monster, but it's not really a monster, it's what you fear most in life, and it's about how you fear growing up. That was pretty much changing for me about what the book was really about, and I actually really like Zach's take on the book. And when you watch the movie, you don't really get that, you know, you just get like this creature, but if you look in the book, there's a lot of imagery, and you get that, and you understand that, no, it, the creature, is a metaphor, he's not an actual physical creature. So that's one way of looking at it, while the movie is more of horror and a scary movie, but the book isn't really like that in a different point of view. It was also announced on March 12, 2009 that it would have a new adaptation of the movie. The movie is actually being shot this summer. Most of the actors have been silent about who's playing what or, you know, knowing any of the characters. We're pretty much left out of the loop for right now. But all that I've seen online or news is that Will Poulter might be the new Pennywise. There has been a lot of talk about that possibility. And if you don't know him, he was in Son of Rambo. He was in the Chronicles of Narnia, specifically The Voyage of the Dawn Treader. And he was also in We're the Millers.
He's also in Maze Runner. By the look on his face, I mean, he's really young to be playing Pennywise, so it'll be interesting to see how he portrays him. But he's got a very interesting face that'll, I think if they dress it up right, it'll be a little freaky. He's known as the kid with the eyebrows. Whenever you look him up online, right, he'll come out as being the kid with the eyebrows in Maze Runner. But I think he hasn't been in any too serious roles. From what I can remember, he's mostly in action movies or comedy movies. So it'll be good to see his depth and see how horrifying he can be as Pennywise.
So we're looking forward to seeing the new adaptation. Maybe it'll live up to the last one, maybe it won't, but I guess we'll just have to wait and see what happens with that.
I'm hoping to get terrified. That's what I want to see.
So, I'm Paulina, and this has been the first episode of Adaptations, featuring Stephen King's It. I would like to thank my guest, Zach.
Thank you.
And tune in next time for our next episode on The Hobbit, the book versus the three movies.